Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&C 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To coast.
And we're back. Hour number 2 for El Coast to Coast here with you on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Carver High and Cam Stewart in for Scotty today all week long. Cam's with me a couple of days. Cam's with me today, I believe Wednesday and Thursday. Tomorrow, we will start Coast to Coast an hour earlier. Just like last week for the U.S.-Wales game. Tomorrow, USA-Iran final group stage game at the World Cup. For the red, white, and blue, Coast to Coast will start at 2 p.m. Eastern, 4 hours. First two, straight up the game. Me and Dubs Anderson here on C2C will take you through that game and see if the United States can advance. They need a win, and a win seals them into the knockout stage, which I believe they would then play on Saturday if they could get it done. So we've got that for you tomorrow on C2C. We will discuss that later, too, me and Cam. We'll get a little pick from Cam, see if he thinks the boys from the States can move on. Let me finish up yesterday, Cam. I got one more game for you from the NFL Sunday. Niners beat the Saints 13-0. Defense came to play. Offense, a little sleepy, I guess you could say, which the 49er offense tends to do from time to time. But here is Kyle Shanahan. Sometimes defense wins you football games. Here he is.
They were unbelievable today. I thought they had a chance to do well, but they even surpassed that. You know, Dalton made a couple big throws, two of those posts. You know, the one that they got getting inside, I believe, the 5 twice, and our D coming up with no points on that. You know, them having to go for it, they were great. Getting the 2 turnovers, big time day by them.
They were great, Cam, and it also helps that they were playing a team that still has Andy Dalton at quarterback. Man, he sucks. I think the Saints, Cam, Saints should fire Allen at the end of the year, even though it's 1 year, just because he played Dalton so much. I think that's why they should fire him at the end of the year.
And the thing is, Jameis Winston, hasn't he been ready to go for a while? You look at that division.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, like, deal here? Like, we talked about Carolina as a flyer. Well, what about the Saints? This is the whole thing. Like, you might as well go down swinging. I don't know what the hell's going on. Either we got bad information, Carver, or just nothing makes sense. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Well, the thing is, I can't back the Saints if they're going to continue to play that guy. He stinks, Cam. That guy is awful. You're right. You're only a game and a half back. Why not you play Winston? What did Winston do to Allen? What is he, or is he not
Something's going on.
Fully healthy? He's standing there with a uniform on every week. He's the backup. He's able to play. Why isn't he in the games? It makes no sense what the Saints have done this year with Jameis Winston. None. And maybe there's a couple games. Dalton is pathetic. I mean, just putrid. Niners, yeah. I said to you earlier, they're now the favorites to win the NFC. They would have to go on a road a couple places, Cam, you know, in the division round and in the title game round to get there. Now, they showed last year that they could do that. They won in Dallas. They won in Green Bay. Do you think that if the scenario came this year, would they win in Minnesota and in Philadelphia to get to the big game?
Yes. That's the crazy thing, Carver. I think this team's built for the road. That's what they do. Big defensive plays early. Take their offense out of it. Let the fans kind of get nervous. And that's what the 49ers do. They're a perfect heel, like in wrestling, right? They'll come out and punch you early with a big defensive play. That's the thing. We've seen Minnesota. They're flaky. They're not going to score, you know, 13 points either. That was a bad game against the Saints. And as for Philadelphia, they've been giving up a lot of points. San Francisco can do their thing, man. They're a scary football team.
We welcome in all of our radio affiliates, Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday, Sirius XM, Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have you with us here. By the way, Cam, they took the goal away from Ronaldo. That little hair touching the ball. So Bruno Fernandes, who had the penalty kick at the end, he got credit for the first one also. So if you had any Bruno to score two or more goal tickets, you are headed to
Bruno
the window
super
with
boost.
A big smile on your face.
You're
Bruno super boost. Yeah, Bruno super boost on that one. Finally, Cam, do you believe – which side of this story do you believe with Beckham? Do you believe the story that – he was unruly on the plane and asked to get off? Or do you believe the agent story that he fell asleep and they didn't wake him up to put his seatbelt back on and that's why they took everybody off of the airplane? Which side are you on with the Beckham airplane story yesterday?
Like, come on, Carver. What are we, stupid here? Obviously, unruly is the answer. You can't tell me any other way. Like, these agents can lie and tell all the tricks in the book. Come on. What are we, dumb?
Come on, Cam. He sat down and was taking a snooze. He was just taking a snooze, and they onboarded the entire plane because he wouldn't wake up. Do you imagine that scenario? And I'm not killing Beckham here. Whatever. I don't have anything against Beckham. In fact, he's still going to make all these visits. Somebody's going to sign him. None of this is going to hinder Beckham getting a job in the next 2 weeks. Giants, Cowboys,
right.
Bills, whatever. But I mean, to think that – how many times you been on an airplane, Cam, where they wake somebody up and they're sleeping to put their seatbelt on or they – come on. Just get serious with us here. Just tell
that's
the truth.
Lies, Carver. Lies.
You gave the girl the business and be done with it. Why do we got to come up with this story? Agent putting out the statements and everything. We'll talk about the Steelers and the Colts later on during the lion's share, Cam. We'll do props and the game tonight. We will come back. Big college football weekend. Setting us up for championship weekend this week and getting a little closer to the college football playoff. Pharrell Coast to Coast, Carver Ryan Cam in for Scotty. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Pharrell Coast to Coast on a Monday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty. Sports Grid Radio, good to have you aboard. We're here, of course, with the Prime Minister, who never, ever puts his seatbelt on when he sits down on airplanes. He waits
yes,
for the flight attendants to tell him to put his seatbelt on. He never just immediately sits down on a bird and straps in. Right, Cam? You got to wait to be told.
Right.
I mean,
buddy, our last trip to Vegas, Carver, I had a full-fledged panic attack where I was like having a heart, like not breathing whenever. They didn't move anybody on the plane. Like, you have to do a lot for a plane to get out there, trust me. And I got everybody out. They're like, you know what they said to me? Sir, would you like to leave the plane? Like, I'm like thinking about it. Maybe I should. It was like, but nobody's, come on now, Carver. Like, let's get our lives better.
To think that they would deboard an entire plane just because he didn't put a seatbelt on, is the dumbest thing I have ever heard. There was more that went on.
Agreed.
And other people on the plane, Cam, are eventually going to get like their sides of it on social media out. Like, you know, there was somebody with a phone on that plane. I'm surprised it hasn't happened yet. You know, there was somebody on a plane filming everything that was going on. At some point by the end of this week, right now they're just trying to sell it to the highest bidder. Who's going to give them, TMZ going to give them the most for the video? Somebody's got that video of what actually went on that plane. But either way, Cam, in a couple weeks, he's going to sign with one of those teams that he's visiting. This has nothing to do with whether he plays football or not. He will still do that. All right, Cam, college football, final regular season weekend in the books. Michigan destroys Ohio State. And I mean destroys. Close game for a half. They mauled them in the second half, 45-23. How about Donovan Edwards putting it on ice in the fourth quarter on Fox, 85 to the house?
Here's the run again. Donovan Edwards. Whoa! Can they catch him? No! Donovan Edwards again. 85 yards. The Don. Two huge touchdowns. And the Wolverines go up 44-23.
I got to tell you, Cam, I was stunned. I thought that Ohio State would win that game on Saturday. I didn't think that Michigan's offense would be able to hang with the mighty C.J. Stroud and all of the stuff. They got absolutely punked in that game at home on their own field. And you know what, Cam? I thought both teams could make the playoff, and I know the odds boards tell you that that's still the case, that Ohio State could still get in if things go wrong this weekend for a couple of these teams. They don't deserve any kind of playoff with the way they played that game against Michigan on Saturday, Cam. They should be finished.
Great call, Carver. I agree with you 100%. Michigan goes in there and not just beats you, they beat you down and embarrass you. That was an absolute ass-kicking in that game. Good on the Wolverines and Harbaugh. This is good stuff, man. They went in there. That's a tough environment, and they shut everybody up. So go Blue. You know what? Happy for Morenci and the Michigan fans at the network here. They deserve that win. Fantastic performance.
That's the first, the last time that Michigan won in Columbus, Harbaugh was still in the NFL playing quarterback. That's how long ago it was that Michigan won at the Shoe. And they wanted this guy fired 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2 years ago, they were trying to run. How much is it going to cost us to get rid of Jim Harbaugh? That's what they were asking at Michigan 2 years ago. And now he's going to go to two straight college football playoffs. He's going to win two straight Big Ten titles. And now he's the king of the Big Ten. It's not Ryan Day and Ohio State anymore. Yep. It is Harbaugh and Michigan. They are the new kings of the Big Ten, and good for them. And they'll destroy Purdue on Saturday night, and they will move along on their way as the number two right behind Georgia in that mix. USC, Cam, is the team that we're going to have to talk about getting into that fourth slot. I expect tomorrow night when the Crack Crab and Lobster, all the suits who make up the playoff tree and decide the fate of all these schools, I'm sure that they will have USC in the four slot as Caleb Williams and the crew beat the Irish 38-27. And Caleb Williams, Cam, in the last 2 weeks, took the Heisman home. Here he is on ABC Saturday night.
Williams keeps it. First down. Touchdown! That's a hat trick of rushing touchdowns for Williams to go along with one passing one. He has done everything tonight.
Now, I think that this is going to be very tricky for them on Friday night, Cam. They lost to Utah already this year. Cam Rising and those guys, they seem to have USC's number the past couple of seasons. But I wouldn't mind seeing USC back in this thing. It's been a while for a Pac-12 team. You've got Williams who's going to win the Heisman. You know, Lincoln Riley brings that little extra juice. Him going there was a right move. I hope that they win Friday night, and I hope that they get in at this point.
It's going to be a wild one, Carver. Take the over. That's one thing USC doesn't have the defense. Utah, honestly, if this game goes under, something's wrong with football because the first team to 50 might win this game. It's going to be fantastic, buddy. Can't wait.
It's going to be a great one. And I like, Cam, that it's Friday night. I like that you get a little the bigger game on the card because I think it sets up TCU a little bit, who we're going to talk about, because – if USC loses on Friday night, I think it takes a little bit of pressure off TCU. Just a little bit, because I think then they could lose and get in. 67 is that number. I wanted to go and check that. Utah USC, 67 on Friday night in Vegas. Ring the slot machine, Cam. Ring it. Up, up, up. POINTS. Points, points, points.
Points.
For that one. So why is Utah in this game on Friday night? Because the Ducks absolutely choked against the Beavers. I ain't get many right this weekend, Cam, but I caught this one. The Beavers on the money line at home in Corvallis, baby. They came back from down 34-10 on ABC.
He's been banged up. He hadn't been in the game in a while. He's their star. Handoff, Newell. Newell fighting for the goal line. Getting a push. Touchdown! Half the state of Oregon was pushing him to the goal line. And the Beavers take the lead.
Amazing.
The Beavers and the Ducks splashing around, Cam. What a game.
I love the Beavers. I'm always a Beaver guy over a Duck guy, Carver. I was doing in-game live Saturday night. I kept on taking Oregon State Live, Oregon State Live, Oregon State Live. And I was sitting at the end of the night going, I can't believe it, outright Love it. You said it, man. The Ducks, you guys screwed up. You had a big lead in this game, and the Beavers just kept on chomping away, biting that tree until the tree fell on the Duck. Good for you, Beavers.
And how great about win. And they didn't even throw the football, Cam.
I know.
The entire comeback was run. They just ran every single play. The quarterback threw a couple awful picks at the start of the second half, and the coach basically said, all right, well, we're just going to run. And they just pound a rock. They busted off big runs. They come all the way back, and they get it done. Oh, LSU had an opportunity to make this Saturday's game with Georgia mean something. They could have still been alive for the college football playoff, but they completely piked against Texas A&M on Saturday night, 38-23. It was real bad for Brian Kelly and the crew on ESPN.
Ball's out. Ball is loose. It is scooped. Richardson's going to return it. Touchdown, Aggies. Damani Richardson.
Trap of the
There you
the
go.
Day.
It was.
Trap.
Lock,
Super
was that the,
trap.
Really? Oh, it was. It was.
Honestly, I saw how many people. Ooh, LSU 10, Texas A&M. They can't do anything. Carver, I admit I put in some moneyline parlays. The minute I started watching that game, I go, I got to get on the right side of this game immediately. LSU is going to lose. And I'll tell you, man, that game, we should have known.
Clemson blew their chance. They lost outright to South Carolina. TCU took care of business. They destroyed Iowa State. We have a ton of conference championship games that me and you will talk about throughout the week here on C2C. Here's your odds to win the national title. There's only six teams left on the board, Cam. Four of them are going to make the playoff. They've kept Ohio State and Alabama on there. Just kind of just put the carrot out there, Cam, that maybe one of them can sneak in. I don't think so. I want TCU and USC to win. I want that four, Cam. I don't want anything else. Don't give me
agree with
else.
You, Carver. Those other teams shouldn't even be there. I don't know. Georgia at 165, is that a good bet? I want to take Michigan. I just need more. Georgia's so damn good.
I want to take Michigan, too, but Georgia pulverized last year. All right, for all Coast to Coast, we'll come back. The lion's share next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Know your prey. This is a whole new jungle. This is The Lion's Share. Brought to you by BetMGM.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Before we get into the Lion's Share, BetMGM does still have the World Cup Any Goal promo. That is right. You bet $10 on any World Cup game, and you get $200 in free bets if any team scores a goal with the bonus code QATAR2022. That's QATAR2022. Visit betmgm.com for terms and conditions. Still a ton of games in the World Cup over there in Qatar to get involved. We are going to get involved right now on the Lion's Share, brought to you by BetMGM. Steelers and Colts tonight in Indianapolis. We have to factor in, of course, Cam, that Pharrell's at the game. Like, I don't know how that swings the line. I mean, I don't know if that adds a half a point or down a half a point, because Pharrell is going to be there. But we do have a lot of props that we have to get involved, and we will start with our one-game parlay. And why do we do that, Cam? Because you can ensure your sharp football one-game parlay on BetMGM. Opt in and place a football one-game parlay wager with four legs or more. And if you miss one leg, you will receive up to $25 back in free bets at BetMGM. Sharp football one-game parlay insurance. So, Cam, here's what we're going to roll with tonight for the one-game parlay. We're going to go with the Steelers, and we're going to take them up to 7.5. Little alt spread. Steelers getting 7.5. We're going to go Jonathan Taylor, 100-plus rushing yards, and Jonathan Taylor to score a touchdown. And the last one's the swing one, Cam. This is the swing one. Will we get our 25 back, or will we get the whole thing? Kenny Pickett, 2-plus touchdown passes. The payout is plus 950. Let's get it, Cam.
I'll tell you, Carver, I love the three legs of that. I think the Steelers plus 7.5, tight game. Taylor will do his thing. I think he'll get a touchdown. And it's all about Pickett. Will Najee Harris get in there, or will Pickett throw to Freiermuth? That is the question, my friend. But plus 950 is a sweet, sweet price.
Let's get it. We love cashing tickets on the lion's share. All right, let's start with the passing for tonight and Kenny Pickett, who we just talked about. Low number on the road for Kenny here. Actually has gone up a couple of ticks. It was 209.5, earlier up to 213.5 for Kenny Pickett. Minus 120 to the over, minus 110 to the under. I'm torn on this one, Cam. I think it's obviously that it's going to be right there. I probably shade to the under just a touch.
I would agree with that. I think it's going to be a big Najee Harris night. The number seems low, but Carver, I think it's going to be right on the number. You're right. It's really hard to be confident, but I would lean under there.
Next, Matty Ice has been back in the saddle for the Colts the last couple of weeks since Jeff Saturday became the head coach. He did sling it around a little bit last week against the Eagles. 233.5 is the number for Ryan tonight. Minus 120 to the over, minus 110 to the under. I'm on the under with Ryan tonight as well. Both quarterback unders for me, Cam.
Tough. I might go over on this one, Carver. I think that Paris Campbell, him and Ryan have a nice relationship there. I think he's going to take a couple shots down the field, but you're right, 233.5. It'll be close. Very good numbers by the book. I lean over with Matt Ryan, but tough.
To the rushing for the Steelers, of course, Najee Harris. The number has slightly gone back up the last couple of weeks. He had just an awful first 7, 8, 9 weeks of the season. Has come back to life a little bit the last couple of weeks. This is now up to 64.5, 63.5 up there on the board, Cam. Minus 115 both ways. I'm going up on this one. Taking the over.
Agreed. I think it's going to be Najee Harris has been great the last couple of weeks. I think they could continue the trend. They got to pound the rock there, Carver. And if you like the under with Pickett, you probably like the over with Harris.
We already know what we're doing with Jonathan Taylor. I mean, we're hitting that 100+ in the one game parlay, but his regular number, Cam, is 86.5 up to 88.5, minus 115 both ways. Of course I'm on the over if I got it in the parlay, Cam. Let's go.
I love it. I think Taylor busts a big one tonight. I think it's going to be one of those things where the Steelers over pursue and he hits like a 40 or 50 yarder, Carver. I like the play.
I'm going to sneak in another rushing prop for you here, Cam, on the lion's share, and it has our man Kenny Pickett involved. Could be running around a little bit tonight himself. How about longest rush for Kenny Pickett? 10.5. Longest rush over 10.5. Paying a little juice, minus 125, but I like the over 10.5 longest rush for Pickett.
Agreed. I think he'll actually go over his rushing total as well, Carver. I like that pick. Sneaky.
I believe that was in the low 20s, right, Cam? 23.5, 22.5. It was somewhere in that ballpark for Pickett tonight. All right, let's go to the receivers on the Steelers side. Deontay Johnson, 46.5. There's the one thing about these Steeler receivers and why I like playing them, Cam. Pickett might not throw for 200 or 250, but these guys' numbers are so low every week, and they're good enough to get them on one catch. Pickens did it for me a couple weeks ago here in this spot with Scotty. Johnson's 46.5. We'll start with him. I like the over.
I agree. I think Deontay Johnson at 46.5, great number there, Carver. We're reading each other's mail. Good number.
And it's kind of a combo meal with Pickens. And, you know, Pickens is 42.5, and he's kind of been the guy that Pickett's been targeting here. And it's one that could get there on one or two catches. You know, he gets a couple of 22-yard catches, and that's that, and you're over this number. Minus 110, 42.5 for me with Pickens. I'm in, Cam.
I'm in, too. Both guys, those numbers are low. I'd go over. This one, let's see where you go with this one.
Man, I hope, yeah, here's Pittman Jr., 66.5, now up to 67.5 for the Colts. I told you I didn't like the Matty Ice over. I kind of like the under with him. I'm there with Pittman. I think that this is a Jonathan Taylor pound the rock type of night for the Colts. I'm going to go under with Pittman.
I agree with you. I think Pittman just he'll get about 50 or 60, just fall short.
And the reason why I'm going to go under with Pittman, Cam, is because I'm going to go over with the next guy. And you already brought him up, and that's Paris Campbell. 45.5 is the number for Campbell. I'll take the over minus 115.
Love it. Actually, out of these guys, I love Paris Campbell. Matt Ryan and him have a relationship, and he's got a way lower total, over 21 yards. Let's do it, Carver. Agreed. Over.
I like when you get one of the top two wide receivers on these teams, Cam. You looked, I did it a couple times yesterday. You get any of them in the low 40s, it's such a nice bet to play because it only takes a couple of snags and the guy can get there. All right, it is anytime touchdown time. Let's get some tutties tonight. Of course, we like Jonathan Taylor. Now, it's a little pricey, Cam, for the solo. It's minus 160. We've got it in the parlay. Could I wet the whistle for you a little bit with two at plus 230? How about that for a little extra juice? Plus 230 for him to get a deuce, two touchdowns.
I think the Colts maybe get three touchdowns tonight, and Taylor will get two of them. So, yes. You know what? I'd lay the 160, Carver, even though I don't have to, if I had a dance partner. I think he's going to get a touchdown.
Right. I'm with you. I like it a lot for Taylor. Steelers side of things. Freiermuth is a guy I always look to. He's hit for me a few times this year. We get him down in the red zone. Look, Pickett looking for the tight end. Plus 175 for Pat Freiermuth tonight.
I like it. I think Freiermuth's going to be the go-to guy there. Hopefully Harris doesn't take his balls there. But he's a guy that they look for in the red zone. I agree, Carver.
And Pickens, as we mentioned with his number, where it is with 42.5. Still over two bills for Pickens to score a touchdown, Cam. It's high for me, and as long as it's still going to be over two, I'm going to play it. Plus 210 for Pickens to score tonight.
I know. You know I need the under in this game. I wish you luck, my friend. I'm not going to be playing that one, that's for sure.
Well, look, I don't expect them all to hit, Cam. I want a couple of them here. Yeah. Let me finish you off with this, then. I bet you'll take the under if you get a little Mo Alley Cox at plus 300, a little 3-1 for him tonight. Matt Ryan looking for him down there in the red zone. Get the big fella involved, Cam. Let's go.
You're right, buddy. He's going to take Taylor, though. That's the problem. There's only one ball to feed, Carver. This is going to be tough.
But here's the
thing. If you hit that one, you win all your bets at plus 300. That's the key. You're right.
Well, that's one side of it. And you already told me that you think the Colts are going to score three touchdowns tonight. So we get two of them with Taylor, and we get the other one with Mo Alley. And then then we set. So we play the Taylor with two at plus 230. Cox at plus 300. I mean, look at this, Cam. It's going to be like Scrooge McDuck here tomorrow on Coast to Coast. We're going to be all over the place throwing
Scrooge
around,
McDuck.
Right? Come on, Cam. Finally, the line for the game tonight is now Colts -2.5. The low total of 39.5 for this game. Steelers money line plus 120, Colts minus 145. I'm on the Steelers tonight, Cam. It's a strict Scotty's in the building play for me. I'm on the Steelers.
I'm sorry. I'm the heel of Sports Grid. I need Indianapolis for my own financial problems. Scott's got more money than me. I got to worry about me and my family. Give me the whole shoe tonight. Thank you.
I don't have any problem with that, Cam. I completely understand where you are going. What do you like? You like the under 39.5? You already told me you thought about, what do you got, 41 for that you need? So under 39.5 for you as well tonight, Cam?
I play the Steelers on a teaser, though. Like, I don't think the Colts are going to blow them out with the under, okay. Carver. That's the way I'd roll with that game.
Okay.
If you're going to do a teaser.
But I think
the Colts win by 3 or 4.
Let's go. All right, the props end the game tonight. Colts and Steelers. The lion's share brought to you by BetMGM. We will come back every Monday on Coast to Coast. Jason Scott, BetMGM VP of Trading, joins us. He will talk to me next after this on the grid. We're right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High in for Scotty on Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us every Monday here on Coast to Coast. We, of course, talk to the BetMGM VP of Trading. That is Jason Scott. Jason, good to see you on a Monday, my man. And I'll just start with this. How much has Pharrell being at the Steeler-Colt game tonight moved the line? I mean, it's got to be a half a point. I mean, a little bit that Scott's actually in the building tonight for that game.
Yeah, well, the funny thing is we haven't seen a hell of a lot of action. It's been one of those lines that's been locked in 2.5 for the best part of 3 or 4 days. So I think Pharrell hasn't bet yet. He's just about to open the wallet, and that's when we'll see people go scurrying.
That's when we'll see that little bit. When it's, you see it kind of move a little bit more back to 3. We know that Pharrell's kind of finally put the action in. What are we looking at tonight prop-wise? I saw that the Freiermuth receiving yards is starting to go through the roof. What else do we got props for Steelers and Colts?
Yeah, Freiermuth's a big loser for us. We sort of moved from 41 to 46. We got 98% of the money on the over. The other horrible one is, as expected, Jonathan Taylor. Jonathan Taylor first touchdown, Jonathan Taylor over yards, Jonathan Taylor anytime touchdown. He's without doubt the most popular play tonight, and we tend to see that with the high-profile running backs every week.
Is it kind of hard, like, for you? Now, look, I know it's the NFL. Everybody's going to bet on a primetime game, no matter who's in it. But when you get a game like tonight, where you got two teams that are out of it by Thanksgiving, and it's maybe not as marquee as, say, having Aaron Rodgers and the Eagles last night on a Sunday, how do you tend to see the betting fluctuation? Is it the same as always, no matter what the teams are? Or do you see it dip a little bit because the teams aren't that good?
No, it certainly dips. There's a variance. I mean, there is a bit of interest in this one. We've got the Jeff Saturday factor. They're 1-1 since he's been back. And we've also got the Steelers with their defense 4 or 5 weeks ago was completely decimated. But, you know, led by Minka and TJ are back. You know, their quarters are back. So it is a different Steelers team than what we saw a few weeks ago. And the Colts have sort of created a lot of their own narrative in the last 14 to 16 days. But yeah, we will see a dip on. Actually, last week wasn't much good either, the 49ers and the Cardinals. So, yeah, we do like to see some high-profile teams.
We need some big game. We need some good primetime games down the stretch here, Jason. That's what we need. A little Bills-Patriots on Thursday night. That'll be a good one, too, that hopefully get a lot of tickets to the window. How'd it go this weekend overall? Let's start on the NFL side. I saw the tweet, you know, all the teams that got bet on the most, all the X's right there on the most bet teams yesterday had to be good for the book.
Yeah, we had a bit of luck yesterday. If you look at it, all those close games, the overtime in the Browns and Bucks went our way, the late comeback by the Jags went our way, the overtime in the Raiders went our way. The only close game that we lost, and it was clearly the smallest of the four decisions for us, was the Chargers and the Cardinals. But yeah, look, when you win those three games, there are three big handle games, there are three big spreads, and we won them all late. So we've got to put down a big luck factor for the books yesterday.
Was it a little crazy with the scenario that was going on with the Bears? Obviously an hour to kick off. How much does that swing things when you have one quarterback in, they tell you it's Simeon, then they tell you it's Peterman, then it's back to Simeon right before they kick the ball off? How kind of a crazy scene is that from a book perspective when you got people coming in, obviously hammering the Jets when they hear Peterman's playing?
Yeah, that's right. And also hammered the unders. Like, you do feel sorry for the people when it's sort of reversed back again the other way. The people that did pummel into the Jets, they got their money. Certainly the people that gave the 7, laid the 7. But look, it shouldn't happen. I think the Bears PR group really need to sort of take some responsibility here, and there should be an inquiry in the NFL how this is allowed to happen, because it just should not have been able to happen.
I agree with you. I think it's a very tough scene for everybody involved when you're switching the starting quarterback that close to the kick of the game. How about Saturday, final regular season of college football? You, of course, had one monster game with Michigan and Ohio State. Overall, before we get to that game specifically, how was Saturday for you guys?
No, we won, but we literally won a round of drinks. Probably not even enough to pay for dinner. Very, very, very quiet day for us. I'm not that strong. Games where we normally would think we'd win looking at the results. South Carolina and Clemson was actually our worst result of the day, with Clemson laying 13. I think they laid 18 at one stage in play, and the Gamecocks came back. That was no good for us. Michigan, Ohio State was no good. That kind of makes sense because we've got a pretty big, solid business in Michigan. Sports betting is not legal in Ohio State, so it always rolls that way. And the battle for Oregon was no good for us either. You and I spoke about it off air, but the Beavers were very heavily bet in play. And, wow, Dan Lanning certainly gave them every chance to come back in that game from that 24-point turnaround.
Did you get a couple of big ones on that Beavers? What was the biggest bet that you got with them live? I mean, they were down 24 points in the second half, and then they didn't even throw the football at all. They just ran it. Lanning was killing everybody by not going for it on every fourth down. Yeah. Did you get any pretty juicy bets, money line, for Oregon State when they were down 24?
No, I saw they got 60 yards passing for the game and still scored 30-odd points. No, we didn't, but it was persistent and consistent. 100 here, 200 here, a couple of thousand here, 800 here, sort of at the big prices and down. So well done to those customers who got the double-figure prices.
How big was Ohio State, Michigan for you guys? Maybe just obviously Michigan being the underdog, winning the game outright was probably very good. But was that up there with the most bet college football game for you for the entire season?
It wasn't, because what it tends to happen, Carver, is those early games. It's certainly the most bet of the early games we've seen for this season. But what we see as the day goes on, the late games always get more money. I think we got close to the same handle on Notre Dame and USC this week. There's people either in front, they're betting up, people behind, they don't have to worry about saving their money to get through the day. So although it was solid in terms of tickets written, the average bet in the late games was a lot higher, so the handle ends up very similar.
Got to get those bailout blowout games in, Jason. You got to go get it all back late at night. That's how it works, baby. We love the bailout blowout game. We look kind of set right now for who the four are going to be. Now, we've seen upsets the last few weeks. If TCU and USC can take care of business this week, it looks like Georgia, Michigan, TCU, and USC. So with Tennessee out, maybe Alabama and Ohio State basically out, how are you guys set up from the futures perspective with the national championship?
We have a really unusual book here, a book that I very rarely see, in that Georgia are a seven-figure winner for us, Michigan and USC are seven-figure losers, and TCU is basically a chop-out, break-even. So it's very rare that we're left with a favorite, particularly a team that's been favorite all year. But Georgia being short, minus money all year, they're not a really high-profile team. There's no sports betting legal in Georgia. So we haven't tried to avoid them. We just haven't been able to lay them.
Now, I noticed today that you guys still had Ohio State third on the odds board to win the national championship. Now, there's still scenarios for them. There's no question about it. Is it hard to not make that number too big because you know that the door is still cracked open and there's such a popular public team that people will flood it if they see USC maybe get down 10 or 14 points on Friday night? Is that the tough thing with trying to still set a number with Ohio State?
I think it's two parts. So we've actually switched around Ohio State. We've never got outside TCU. If Ohio State played TCU tomorrow, Ohio State would be minus 7.5. So I think we're short, because if we get there, we think that they, it wouldn't even surprise me if they wouldn't be a big outsider against Michigan either, even despite what happened last weekend. So we still think they're probably the second best team in the country now. We understand they're not going to get there. They're losers for us, and we don't want to run up a big number. It's sort of plus 1,100, plus 1,200. We prefer to try and get something out of the others.
How are you guys set up for Caleb Williams now? I know his rise to basically now going to win the Heisman opened him at 8-1. He's plus 125 last week. Now, of course, a big minus number for him. How are you guys going to make out when Williams gets the trophy?
Yeah, he's good for us. Like you said, he opened $8. There was a little bit of $12, $14 preseason. The thing was, he was never really one of the top four or five favorites all the way through. Yeah. We got a fortune out of Hendon Hooker. We got a fortune out of Bo Nix at separate times. The money kept coming early for Bryce Young and CJ Stroud. He kind of flew under the radar until the last 3 weeks. And then he went from sort of plus 1,100 into plus 125 on top of the, on the back of the big game last week or 2 weeks ago, then into last week. So we kind of accidentally, we ducked him, and he'll be good for us if he's, if his name gets read out in New York, as we expect.
How has it been, Jason, with the World Cup? We, of course, now are going into the third game of the group stage tomorrow. Massive game with USA facing Iran. How has it been first so far over the first week of this tournament with some crazy upsets, some big, big plus money dogs winning outright in this thing?
To be frank, I think my counterparts in Europe would be counting that they'd have that much money they couldn't jump over it right now. A combination of the big dogs winning and plenty of draws. So draws are always a winner for the book. But people, you know, there are some people that bet the draw, but it's a vast minority. So basically, you know, I had a friend who was a sportsbook manager, and he's, if you asked his daughter who he supported, she said draw. She didn't know there was a team name. You just go for draws. And that's kind of how we are at sportsbook. So it's been hugely successful. Really looking forward to tomorrow. Plus 290 Iran, plus 225 a draw, and plus 100 the USA. So it'd be great to see America win and progress to the knockout stage.
How would that be for you guys if America wins tomorrow and progresses to the knockout stage?
We will lose, but I still think it's one of those things you're happy to lose for, to keep the interest in the World Cup going. Certainly at odds like plus 100, it's not going to send us broke.
It's hard to believe, and people do it.
On the other hand, it's a horrible result.
Well, then, I'm going to be safe to say, as much as I would love to see it, I'm going to say there's a reason why it's 100-1 plus. Going to be very tough, Jason, to see that happen. But it's been a fun tournament so far, and it's tough because even though everybody wants USA to win, I'm sure you got people walk in there and plunking it down for Iran tomorrow. I'm sure you got it because, you know, I'm sure you got people doing it, right?
100%. And there's a lot of people. We're seeing a lot of money for a draw as well. So it's interesting because, I think Iran only need a draw and they're good pretty much. So
I got 30 seconds, Jason. Of course, North Carolina has been getting a ton of money in the college basketball national title. Any other teams that you guys have been taking? Great weekend with all those tournaments up and the Phil Knight tournaments up there. Any teams jump out, start to get a lot of money?
Houston are our big loser, but when I looked at the numbers, Carver, it really is inconsequential compared to the numbers I'm seeing come through in the college football and the NFL right now. So where we are now, where we end up in April, when we're paying these bets out, it really won't make much difference. But Houston are no good for us. North Carolina, second worst.
Jason, great stuff. As always, my man. Scotty will be back next week. Thank you, as always. Jason Scott, VP of Trading, BetMGM. Back after this on
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back for El Coast to Coast here on a Monday. Carver High, Cam Stewart in for Scotty, Sports Grid and Sports Grid Radio. And as always, it is time for this day in Carver High history. Here we go. 1939, James Naismith, inventor of basketball and, believe it or not, the football helmet, passed away at 78. 1972, blockbuster trade that worked for both teams. Dodgers send Frank Robinson and a bunch of other guys to the Angels for Andy Messersmith and Ken McMullen. 75, Bobby Orr plays his last game for the Bruins. 78, surprise move, Reds fire manager Sparky Anderson, who led the team to 5 division titles, 2 world championships. That worked out really well for them. 1981, Paul Bear Bryant becomes the winningest coach in college football history. The Tide win the Iron Bowl. 1992, the LA Clippers win to give coach Larry Brown his 400th career win. 92, Lenny Wilkins appears in his 500th NBA game as a player and a coach. 92, Reggie Miller sets a career high Pacers franchise record. How about 57 against the Hornets? 97, Jordan scores 26 to move past Elvin Hayes into fourth place on the scoring list. 2010, Rondo's 37th double-digit assist streak, second only to Magic, comes to an end when he gets ejected from the Celtic game against the Nets. He only had three dimes. 2014, Marty St. Louis becomes just the sixth undrafted player in NHL history to reach 1,000 points. He did it playing for the Rangers, unfortunately. Here we go.
Kreider hands it across, and a shot is blocked by Mason. Rebound, score! It's Marty St. Louis' 1,000th point.
There you go. Marty St. Louis, 2015, 63-0 route. Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch tied the FBS record with 7 touchdown passes and a half. He was a really good NFL quarterback. 2015, Tyson Fury beats Klitschko by unanimous decision, ends his 9.5-year reign as champ. 2016, charter plane with Brazilian first soccer team crashes, and Oklahoma coach Lincoln Riley leaves for USC a year ago today. We're back out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses, plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number. To a good life's sleep.